Now, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
All right.
How many times did you see the Lunts on stage?
I never did.
I know.
That's
a demarcate. You can divide people into two groups, those who saw the Lunts.
I have a good friend who did. He's
almost as good.
Almost as good. I can see him, you know, and he's told me about it. But unfortunately, no, I never did. Because I was in New Hampshire and a little kid, and they had pretty much stopped acting by the time I was starting to go to the theater.
Yeah, they stopped acting with The Visit. And luckily, I wasn't a little kid in New Hampshire, but I was a little kid to the point that no one brought me to New York or took me out of school and said, "This will mean something to you someday. These are the Lunts, and this is Marlon Brando in The Streetcar Named Desire, and this is Lorette Taylor in The Glass Menagerie," and all those things. If one more person tells me it's the greatest thing they ever saw, I'll yell. But I saw the Lunts in The Visit four times in five nights. And at Yale, you had the Schubert across the street, so everything coming to New York. And I saw them in that night after night, and I could have seen it 10 more times, and they thrilled me at every moment, the fullest emotion appropriate every single time.
What was it that did that? Was it craft or some kind of...
A lot of it was the great Constance Welch, who taught at the Yale Drama School, said once you make all emotional contact through the voice, supplementing it is the body. And Lunt, famous for having some of his greatest effects with his back to the audience. It was almost like a stunt that he could shame other actors with. It was their genius that they knew just the right tone, the right moment, the right look for everything they did. And they worked hard at it. People with that much talent could have sloughed off and still gotten through the play nicely. There's a story of how she, I don't remember who was directing them in one of the plays, and he said, "Linny," who could it have been? Maybe Coward directed, I don't know if he ever directed them, only acted with them. Get to the point, Dick. He said, you're upstaging yourself over there on the stage, right? When Alfred does that speech, you're turning upstage and we need to see you. And she said, "I'd be happy to turn, but Alfred's so moving when he does that speech that I cry each night and I have to be turned away." Because she wasn't supposed to like him.
What a wonderful story.
Isn't that great?
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
I gave myself goose pimples.
Yeah, me too.
I should have quit with the Lunt, Noel Coward show, I said to myself that night. You know, when you're on with great people, you are better. If you're not scared and shrink, there's a quick route upward when they're there. It's mysterious. And the only thing that made me realize it was the great Eileen Heckert watching that show and sent me a note saying you rose to their level. Now, this is patently untrue, but I know what she meant.